So switching gears, I was hearing you talk about Shakespeare in the Swamp. Can you tell me a little bit how this project got started?
For Shakespeare himself, we had just wrapped Heartland, and we were John Schneider, Kate, who's also in Heartland, and Dane Rhodes and another gentleman named Michael were all sitting around having drinks in New Orleans. And Dane Rhodes had made a comment, we should start doing theater out at the studio. And we all started, yes. And then we started saying Shakespeare, and then Chasen chimed in with his experience, and then it morphed into how Shakespeare, they would use a Louisiana influence in when their studies when they were in England. And I started laughing and I said, we should just call it Shakespeare in the Swamp. And they were like, no, it should be, they named several other names. And then Shakespeare in the Swamp just starts sticking. And then we come up with Cajun patois. And Chasen's, thoughts were we should do A Midsummer's Night's Dream. And then I ended up speaking with Dane, and we ended up finding a director who's from South Louisiana, who's also blind, who also does theater, and then this thing just kind of getting a life on its own. And that's how Shakespeare in the Swamp started developing and getting air.
So I heard you mention A Midsummer Night's Dream. What kind of Shakespeare productions can people expect? Is it a wide variety, or do you have like a niche group of productions that you're focusing on?
We're focusing on A Midsummer Night's Dream for this year, and then what we're doing it is obviously with the Cajun patois. So it's going to have, like, we're going to have a Cajun fiddle player that's local. He's 15 years old. He's like is the number one in the state, and he's also trained in Shakespearean music. So it's going to have these nuances of really embracing the culture here in the. Let's say this.
Oh, okay.
If Shakespeare were to write A Midsummer's Night Dream now, and imagine him writing it in the swamp. And so in Louisiana, in the bayou, with the humidity and all of those, avant-garde colorful characters that we have in Louisiana.
That was actually going to be my next question, is what makes this different than other Shakespeare productions, but I guess that kind of sums it up. You have a kind of a Cajun twist on it.
It's not a Cajun twist, but it's embracing the elements of, the culture of Louisiana. Louisiana is not just Cajun, it's Creole, it's so much. You know what I mean? It's actually a gumbo because we have all walks of life here. And then we kind of have the stigmata of being Cajun, but we're not. It's much more than that.
Oh, I know. I think it's just I've been to New Orleans so much, and I just love Louisiana in general. I think I've got a passion for New Orleans more than most, but that's besides the point. I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. When and where can people see this? When are things going to get started, and how
We have
often can they
we're
see
going to
it?
do it over 2 weekends, and it should be 27, 28, 29. It's in holding.